Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Lieber. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dutch Lieber. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lieber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Berry and he is out, Higgins applying the tag. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Shea scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Snyder pinch hits for Dutch Lieber. Bernie Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Warsler. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Finney reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finney hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Shea moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Berry reaches second base with a double. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe throws the ball into Bonuri, who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berry scores. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling is walked intentionally. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 4 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McNair strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Higgins scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Jack Pearson pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Paul Richards pinch hits for George Caster. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt has Pearson trapped. He runs over and tags Pearson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Bill Ferrazzi now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.